This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Friday that the way Israel is conducting its military operation in the Gaza Strip is, quote, creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside the Palestinian enclave of 2.3 million people.
The real problem is that the way Israel is conducting this offensive is creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside Gaza. An effective aid operation in Gaza requires security, staff who can work in safety, logistical capacity, and the resumption of commercial activity. These four elements do not exist.
He also urged, quote, Israeli authorities to lift restrictions on commercial activity immediately. Minutes before his presser, the United Nations Security Council approved a toned-down bid to boost humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and called for urgent steps, quote, to create the conditions for a sustainable cessation of hostilities after a week of vote delays and intense negotiations to avoid a veto by the United States. Health officials in Hamas-run Gaza say the Palestinian death toll there has surpassed 20,000. That figure was released Friday. It is the latest indication of the staggering cost of the war as Israel expands its ground offensive and ordered tens of thousands more people to leave their homes. The deaths amount to nearly 1% of the territory's pre-war population. They are just one measure of the devastation wrought by the conflict that over 11 weeks has displaced nearly 85% of Gaza's people and leveled wide swaths of the tiny coastal enclave. The UN and other agencies said Thursday that more than 500,000 people in Gaza are starving in describing the crisis caused by Israel's bombardment and siege on the territory in response to Hamas's attack on October 7th. This is VOA News. On Friday, President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., delivering a message of hope.
Every single year, there's more and more cures coming. Every single solitary year. So as my father would say, keep the faith. We're going to beat all this. I promise you. Yeah. I promise you.
Embracing the holiday spirit, the couple sat on a stage designed to resemble a cozy living room, complete with Christmas decorations and gifts. They captivated both young patients and their parents with a lively reading of the classic holiday tale, The Night Before Christmas. This heartwarming event continues a presidential tradition established in 2021, reflecting the president and first lady's commitment to spreading joy and hope during the holiday season. A Russian official says the U.S. is hampering a prisoner exchange with unequal demands. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says talks with the U.S. on a potential prisoner exchange that would free Americans held in Russia are hampered by publicity and an alleged disparity in the American negotiating stance. The State Department said last week that Russia's rejected several proposals for freeing Paul Whelan, an American convicted of espionage, and Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was detained in March. Ryabkov's view is, here as in many other areas, we observe the American traditional desire to get more for ourselves and give the minimum, as they say. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A report says Donald Trump pressured election officials not to certify Joe Biden's 2020 presidential election win in a key Michigan county. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Detroit News reports that in a post-election phone call, Trump told two Wayne County election authorities, who are Republicans, that they'd look terrible if they certified the results. The paper says someone who was with the two officials made the recording of the call, which included the GOP's national chairwoman. Trump's 2024 presidential campaign's neither confirming nor denying the recording's legitimacy, insisting everything he did after his election loss was to uphold his oath of office and ensure fair elections. He's again repeating falsehoods about his loss, though a series of investigations has shown no evidence of voter fraud that could have changed the outcome. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The holiday travel rush is hitting its peak as mild weather and lower flight cancellation rates raise hopes for merrier drivers and airline passengers than last year. U.S. airlines are predicting a blockbuster holiday season and have projected confidence they can handle the crowds. Airlines have canceled just 1.2% of U.S. flights so far this year, the lowest in 5 years. But bad weather is always a threat. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.